Skeno Sego Sigoli Ani, and welcome to Compelling Conversations. I'm your host, David Moses. Phil Montour, the former director of the Six Nations Lands and Research Department, was at the Six Nations Elected Council political liaison meeting on June 19th. His comments to council addressed the need for regulations on Six Nations, specifically dealing with businesses that were negatively impacting surrounding homes and family by establishing businesses that bring in heavy truck traffic, as well as manufacturing sites and other potential factories that impact the air quality, noise, and possible safety concerns in what would be considered residential areas.
Well, one of the issues is the frustrations that we're facing in this community with encroachments. You know, as far as our forestry, as well as development occurring and haphazard waste, and you got smoke factories coming into being built into well-established, quiet residents, and people have their lifelong investment in there and raising families. As you know, we are all around each other, and all of a sudden up pops a smoke factory and all everything tied to it, and as well as other developments like in. I guess it was last September, the residents of Third Line down here petitioned to put a stop to that white company running the cement factory down here, and nothing occurred. So what I've been proposing and working on, and feedback from public your public works, as well as your environment department, as well as Guyana say, on all the efforts they're trying to do to help promote a safe environment and add to our forestry and everything out there, what we're missing here is rules and regulations. I think we've all known that.
The elected chief, Mark Hill, quickly reiterated Montour's comments and opened the floor to other issues on the same topic when he responded to Montour.
Okay, Phil, and I think it's we our earlier meeting, we just spoke on the importance of what you're bringing up. In relation to building out, you know, the rules and regs, but also allowing some mechanism for enforcement, because at the end of the day, it's going to take our entire community to come together and to, you know, be able to respect the land and follow the rules. Because last time I checked, and I think this is where we get misconstrued of rumors or talks of municipality, and there's no municipality coming, but that doesn't mean we have to have a low level of standard. That means that we should be able to have high standards for our community, our neighbors, our lands. And I agree with this. I mean, I think it's something that we've discussed around the table for many years. It's a matter of actually actionizing it and putting the necessary tools in place so that we could do the work, which is to implement our own justice. And I think you've mentioned that already. And I think I see Nathan has his hand raised. But you know, we've seen this time and time, especially over the last year and a half. Well, really in this term, but under the Environment Task Force and the work that has been trying. You know, they've been doing great work, but I think they're at a point now where their hands are tied in a sense because there's no enforcement mechanism. And that's where I think it's going to also take in. You know, we went down the voluntary route, and this is on the environmental task force initiative. You know, to if there's people bringing in or having different projects or whatever it may be, that there's a voluntary process. But again, it's got to come back to you know, the respecting of the land and your neighbors and everything else. So I think it even takes us you know, taking it a step further to what we have to do. It's, I think, as an entire community, we have to come together and have these set out and to be followed is going to be the next challenge.
Being that this is an election year, Mr. Montour asked council to create a companion plebiscite that could coincide with the election and allow the incoming council to implement standards and regulations for the betterment of the community and the environment.
To get a mandate, I think, is the issue. It seems like the sitting councils of the day don't have it within them to put this on the table. So what I'm seeking is that we, this council actually have a plebiscite set at the same time as the next election, so we can see that the new council coming in can at least have a mandate to start establishing rules and regulations on development and measures to protect the environment, you know, from all of the you know, even from the dumping of soils, contaminated soils outside of our territory. We know what chaos that's been, not with just this council, but it's always been a continuous issue, as well as shingles. I know they were being dumped in the territory for the longest time. And it's very difficult for our people to do the best they can for the environment down here when there's no rules and regulations. So this would be the first step I'd see in starting to formulate our own justice system to have enforcement so we can have a safe and healthy community. And that should be our goal, because we got to leave this place better position, in better condition than we've inherited it. That's our obligation. So what I'm recommending is that this resolution being forward, established in the plebiscite at the next election time.
Montour also mentioned that the dumping of untested soil and waste materials on the territory and the need for enforcement penalties. According to information included in the political liaison agenda, the United Nations Clean Development Mechanism, under the Kyoto Protocol mandate, and the Six Nations of the Grand River Territory Carolinian Forest Life Zone Ecological Restoration is in jeopardy unless protective and enforceable measures are put in place. Council agreed to follow up with Phil Montour to establish next steps and a timeline for getting the companion plebiscite implemented. I'm David Moses, and you're listening to Compelling Conversations right here on CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. It's been my pleasure to bring this information to you, and I look forward to bringing more conversations your way. Until next time, I say nyawa, miigwech, ona, and bamapii.